This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Johnny Brown is expected to become the first black woman ever confirmed to the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, there was other busyness also happening on the Hill when it came to global aid. Senators cut global aid from $10 billion in a COVID deal. And, of course, we still have the same old happening in the Ukraine. It's sad. It's more visual and grotesque, the things that we're hearing about happenings to the people in the Ukraine, and the President Zelensky actually really asking the world to pay attention during the Grammys. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us. I am back in DFW. Thanks to all the people in Florida for the way they treated me when I was down there. It was interesting to see what it was like in Florida and a couple of different places, and to see how they were handling mask, no mask, and pretty much no mask, except for at the airports, because as we know, and I was traveling, you have to still wear the mask, otherwise they're going to remove you from the plane. You can't do that in airports, and people were doing it. People were wearing the mask. There wasn't any kind of a problem I could see with that, because there were certainly a lot of spring breakers and a lot of people traveling to and from Florida. I could tell by the Tampa International Airport, which was jammed with people, but the flow was good. So the flow kept going, and there weren't a lot of problems from the several times that I was in and out of that airport. So let's start also with the congratulations to Kansas, because Kansas beat North Carolina for the national title in men's hoops, 72-69, the final score. That is a very, very big win for my friends in Kansas listening. And I know there are a lot of people actually who listen to this show. So how about that? Incredible. Rock Talk Jayhawk, right? Kansas got it done. Jalen Wilson, 15-point night for him, really helped with the comeback, because it was a comeback win for them. And again, congratulations. You know, this is our sports. This is what we pay attention to. And I know many of you sent me emails. Who did I think was going to win the title game? What did I think was going to happen? Did I think Duke was going to get there? And Duke came so, so close, but not close enough. North Carolina knocked them off. And in the end, it was Kansas, like I said, that got it done. In our second hour, we dive into other sports as we take a little bit of a dip into the man cave, where we'll talk about Tiger Woods and his phenomenal practice round that people are talking about, and will he perhaps go through with it and play the Masters this time around. There's no playing around when it comes to the Ukraine and what's happening there. You know, this is what we're seeing that's happening with exiled oligarchs who are calling each other, who are trying to set up a network of breaking with Putin, these, you know, tycoons who still have some sway and power, and hoping that maybe this will rock his world. The war in the Ukraine is at a turning point, that's for sure, after the Bucha massacre, which is what people have been talking about for the last couple of days, finding bodies buried, finding bodies strewn on the streets of just everyday people, and looking at some of those photos and how they were just piled on top of each other. It's just atrocious. And so surviving what Russia serves up in these Ukrainian villages is what people are trying to do. But for those that are left behind, those who are fighting, it's gotten tougher and tougher and tougher. And these are the scenes that we see over and over again. We've got now our president calling Putin a war criminal and says that he should be tried as a war criminal. But what do you think the odds are of that happening? I mean, what are the odds of that happening? How do you put Putin out? How do you end this? And now we also have the problem of these record-setting cold snaps that hit Europe, and it's now led to unseasonably cold weather over the weekend, which, of course, then goes into the problems with oil and heating and everything else that's been part of the reverb, if you will, of or aftershocks of what's going on in the Ukraine. But the cruelness, the brutality of this Russian occupation is what we're seeing on the faces of the Ukrainian villagers who could not get out. And now there are more cries for perhaps more sanctions. And what will those sanctions be? As some of the sanctions are already working, the fact that some of the tycoons are turning on Putin is a very, very big deal. And, of course, the U.S. trying to crack down on Russian debt. That's one thing that's they're trying to do. There was a $90 million yacht belonging to one of those Russian oligarchs that was seized in Spain. And as the world is outraged by the bodies in these Ukraine streets, there are more calls for more things to happen to Putin. But there is a report floating around because some people suggest, well, why isn't he assassinated? Why doesn't somebody take him out? Which was my thought. Somebody in Russian politics who didn't want to see what was happening to Russia itself to try to make a regime change. But apparently, if this is true, and we don't know if it's true, there are reports that are floating around that Putin uses a body double to avoid any kind of a hit, any kind of a possible assassination. So that's the answer to that question, if it's true, and I wouldn't doubt it because he has to know, obviously, that he would be a target without any doubt. He is a target, for sure. Absolutely, 100%. All right, a couple of the other things that I mentioned that are so interesting, I think, is one, the fact that when we look at what's going on with the Supreme Court and Jackson winning support of two more Republican senators, so it really assures that high court confirmation probably this week. A final approval, I would assume, maybe by Friday. So there you go with Miss Brown Jackson on that very clear track, is a good way to put that, to be confirmed as the Supreme Court's 116th Justice, first black woman, after three, like I said, Republicans joined Democrats to advance her nomination. Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mitt Romney from Utah became the second and third Republicans to announce support. Susan Collins from Maine backed the judge last month. All 50 members of the Democratic caucus backed her as well in a 53-47 procedural vote on Monday evening. But the late-breaking support of the two Republican senators represented a big win, I would say, for the Dems, who weren't sure they were going to get any Republicans on board with this, but they praised her qualifications and her temperament and her judicial independence. You know, that's the thing about the Supreme Court. Wouldn't it be great if you really felt like there was judicial independence? But I point out what some other Supreme Court justices have said during those confirmation hearings. How is it possible to be totally objective? How is it possible to say that you are that way? As humans, don't we naturally have some of that seep in where it's very tough to be completely, completely objective about the law? Stay with us.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Once again, Kate Delaney back after traveling and getting through because there were so many flights that were canceled in Florida. Here with you on these airwaves, thrilled to be back at our own little satellite facility here. So I mentioned just kind of a broad scope of what the day was about. There are other things also that are going on, of course, in the world. What do we all talk about? And I say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. And let's face it, so much of what is happening is what affects you financially. You know, what's going on in your world as far as food prices and what's happening with interest rates down the line and how that can affect you, and on and on the list goes, right? It's the things that are right in front of our face. And, of course, I mentioned flights, and I know that I talked to a lot of people that were pretty frustrated, I would say, over canceled flights. I'm not laughing about that in the sense that I know what that's like, because as if you followed me at all, you know that I've been through that many, many times. There was over 3,500 flights canceled over the weekend. I mean, wow, major disruptions at several Florida airports, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Orlando, Baltimore, New York, and other airports around the country, and a lot of that was due to weather. So there was a lot of people that were actually stranded because they were on spring break with kids, etc. So there were people that were complaining all over social media about being on hold or in lines for hours to get to their canceled, you know, get their canceled flights rescheduled. And there was a guy that sat near me on a bus who said, and he had a little boy, and his wife was with him, and he said it was just a nightmare that they couldn't get through to get another flight, and then by the time they were in the line and got up to the front of the line, there was no flights to be had. He just booked full fare on another flight. He said, when you have a little boy, little child, you can't, what are you going to do? We can't keep dragging around like this. So luckily I had to pay full fare. I don't think it'll be refunded, but that was the only thing that I could do. So as far as flying, things like that are happening. Southwest had big snafus with their technology. That's what they blamed it on. Some of it was due to weather. There was some bad weather in Florida, some terrible storms, and that canceled flights, and that screwed a lot of people up. I mean, it's what I say all the time. We live in the world of figure it out. And so that's what he did. He figured it out. He had to get his family back. He had to figure it out. So when you do travel, the reality is, even if it seems like it's okay, where are the flights headed to? Where are they coming? How late in the day are you flying? What's the weather look like? There's always these technology snafus that come up, and it's the world that we live in, right? I mentioned this at the top. Here's the payoff. What does it mean, Congress reaching $10 billion in a deal in additional COVID-19 funding? So what that means is after nearly a month of back and forth, rah, 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 I want this, rah, 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 I want that, which is typical of our politics, right? And a lot of pressure to approve the money, it finally happened. So additional resources in fighting against COVID, and it's a $10 billion deal, but it's short of what the Prez said was needed. He called for $22.5 billion in emergency funds and warned that there would be severe consequences for congressional inaction, and said, if we fail to invest, we leave ourselves vulnerable if another wave of this virus hits. So there is the $10 billion in unspent funds from the American Rescue Plan for COVID needs and therapeutics, which is what Mitt Romney, the senator from Utah, said. So done. Done, done, and done. It wasn't going to get the full funding. And the previously unspent funding was a key sticking point for Republicans in the negotiations. So that was the deal. Use some of that, push that toward the COVID-19 treatments and whatever else is necessary. So I guess, you know, there's the fight. There's the pad. Should this come back? Does anyone want to really, even in their mind, think, not to be naive, but does anybody really want to think about, after a million people dead in this country, does anybody want to really think about the chances of, could we have to go through this again? I mean, it seems to me that nobody wants to hear about that. Nobody wants to hear about the confusion on whether to get a second even coronavirus booster. So now it's 50 and older, you can get the shot. But they're not recommending it. So federal health officials are not saying, we recommend you get the, nobody's recommending it. And I bet the numbers for that second booster are probably pretty low. If you look at vaccinations, fully vaccinated Americans, because it's easy to track that, and this is from Johns Hopkins, is 65.6%, right? But again, if you look at deaths, 1 million, and then if you look at long COVID, and what does that mean? Patients who have, you know, are kind of in the middle of this research process because there's so much that's unknown about COVID. So there are people, even younger people, that got it. So a former flight attendant, I was reading her story today in the Washington Post, who was a part-time yoga instructor, was in great shape, and then she got hospitalized with COVID-19, you know, in 2020. So what did that throw her into? Cardiologists, neurologists, immunologists, and all kinds of others that were trying to figure out how to treat these convulsions that she had. She's 38, again, 38 years old. So there is a group. There's a group for everything, right? There's a group online for long COVID haulers is the term that's used. Patients who have only been subjects in the research process, now they're kind of partnering up in this whole thing because they're the survivors, right? They're the survivors that it's they're guinea pigs in trying to figure out and collaborating with researchers and giving them this data as to what's happening to them, rather, day in, day out. And in some cases, like in the case of the flight attendant, it was mind-boggling, and that's why there were so many people trying to treat, you know, Liza Fisher, trying to figure out, wow, she uses exercise machines. They were trying to improve her ability to stand, to stand. She was completely healthy, then got racked with COVID. So that is what some people at an extreme end up feeling like or having to deal with when they come out of this. And then, of course, there is the other side of it in the wisdom of it all and figuring out what's happening with heart rate and blood pressure and sweating and all the other things that some others are experiencing. But the wisdom of the people who are experiencing that, who had COVID, to step up and be part of these groups, because it would help any of us down the line should we, God forbid, end up in that situation. I mean, even the National Institutes of Health, they got $1.15 billion from Congress to launch a four-year initiative to understand long COVID, to try to figure out, well, how do we frame this up? How do we figure out what the questions are to ask so many of these patients? Because everyone has, not everyone, but a lot of them have very different symptoms, and the recovery is not quick, and the recovery hasn't happened for so many, and it's slow. It's really slow when they talk about what it feels like, and I think it's unbelievably scary to see it, and you think about the surge in infections, and you think about Omicron and, you know, BA2, and what does that mean? And that's, we don't want to hear about waves. We don't want to know anything about variants. I mean, we want to know, but we don't want to know because we're weary of it. And knock on anything you got next to you that this is all easing up. I mean, certainly there is a relaxation of restrictions. And Democratic governors responded immediately, and as well as Republicans, of course, who had already been doing that. But they started to respond, and they started to say, look, the cases have gone down. We are getting public pressure. We want things to get back to the way they were. We want the economics of this and our lifestyles to get back to some sense of being out there, of being with people, of not being isolated and not running into all these problems. All right, so the Grammys just came and went, and there were some tributes, including one to a drummer who I was very fond of. A sad ending for him. Who is that? We'll tell you about that coming up on the flip side.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The world is outraged at images coming from the outskirts of Kyiv, where bodies are strewn across streets, yards, and in shallow graves. President Biden calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
This guy is brutal. And what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
The U.S. will seek to remove Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. 26-year-old Dondre Martin has been arrested in connection to Sunday's mass shooting in Sacramento, California. Police Chief Kathy Lester tells NBC News that they are searching for at least one other gunman.
Our team is actively working on it, and we're certainly continuing to identify people that were involved in this.
Six were killed and a dozen were wounded. The arrest came as the coroner identified the victims. The Dow rose by 104 points. This is USA Radio News. Two more Republicans have signaled their support for Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. The support from Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Utah's Mitt Romney all but assures that Jackson will become the first black woman to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. Murkowski and Romney joins Maine's Susan Collins as the only Republicans who have signaled support for the nomination. A bill protecting abortion rights in Colorado has been signed into law. Governor Jared Polis, in a statement, said the decision to start or end a pregnancy with medical assistance will remain between a person, their doctor, and their faith. The bill passed the Democratic-controlled legislature last month. It comes amid growing concerns by some that the conservative-leaning Supreme Court could overturn Roe v. Wade this term. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Monday with help from technology and communication stocks. The major indexes all closed higher. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tribute to Taylor Hawkins. He was the Foo Fighters drummer, and I am a huge Foo Fighters fan. I think one time on the show we went through our top songs and they are top bands and whatnot, and they certainly land in my top five. And it's it was sad to hear about his death. He was somebody who certainly struggled with drugs, but sad what happened for the Foo Fighters. He died while on tour, and that was a shocking announcement for so many fans, including myself, of Taylor Hawkins. You know, the Foo Fighters have won 15 Grammy Awards in all. They'd give them all back for his life. He was the band's drummer for more than 25 years. He died at the age of 50 in Bogota, Colombia. The band had been scheduled to play at a musical festival there on March 25th, and he did call. He felt like he was having a heart attack. He called and tried to get help, but they couldn't help him. I thought it was wonderful to see Billie Eilish, who I think is an incredible young talent, who wore a black T-shirt with his image on it during her performance of Happier Than Ever. And, you know, this I just have so many memories of the Foo Fighters, like many of you. Music affects our lives. There are bands, there are songs, there are talented musicians that have maybe shaped moments in your life. And I would say that for me about the Foo Fighters. You know, I'm such a fan of Dave Grohl's and his band, and I'm sure it's been very, very tough. He's got three really young kids, and that was one of the moments I thought that was brilliant at the Grammys. At the Grammys, besides that honoring of him, of Taylor Hawkins, and the Foo Fighters, of course, they were supposed to perform. They canceled all their tour dates after his death and whatnot. But, you know, there were really some wild moments. It was almost like watching a concert. It's weird. Normally, I don't watch award shows, and now I've watched back-to-back award shows, or at least chunks of them. But the Grammys, to me, to see what's out there, to see these musicians, different kinds of musicians, they had bands that played out to the commercials, which I thought was brilliant, so you get a slice of everything. There was Christian rock bands that were playing that had won a Grammy. There was country music, great country music. There was just everything, the flavor of it, and it made me think, wow, that's like the fabric of music, and I think of many of our lives here in America. And it made me think of something else, like when Zelensky, when the Ukrainian president came on for those moments, it was a few minutes talking about, you know, our musicians wear body armor instead of tuxedos. They sing to the wounded in hospitals. And he talked about fill the silence with your music and tell the truth about the war on your social networks, on TV. Support us in any way you can, but not silence. And then peace will come to our cities. I thought even that was well done, like a brilliant moment. So how they pieced this show together, it just... You know, it drove home the freedoms that we have in the United States to like different music, to swing and sway to different things, to absolutely be a dyed-in-the-wool country fan and not a fan of some of the other music out there, but you love country and you jack it up on the radio and you like contemporary artists or you like some of the music from the past or some of the ballads, and It got me excited to be alive, to thinking about what's happened with COVID and the weariness that I see in people's faces. But I see music as that celebration, and that's what we missed. I think one of the things that we miss so much in the United States and also around the world is music, is going to see live music, whether it's in a local club or whether it's in a big arena or wherever it is that you go and watch a band or catch a new singer or just listening to music with friends, being in a public space where you're not afraid and you have to be 6 feet apart and be all masked up, even though that was great that some of that did happen when we were so isolated. But there is something about the way music really, really unites us, right? I mean, absolutely, 100%. So hats off anyway. I wanted to give a moment or two to the Grammys for really kind of highlighting everything. Older artists, younger artists, up-and-comers, music you might not understand, music you might hate, but musicians that are putting it out there because I think they really, really put it out there. I guess that's the thing. And I didn't realize the Grammys, and of course they've been around for a long time, since 1959 the Grammys have been around. 1959. Wow, right? A long time. And lots and lots of artists have gone on stages and accepted the Grammys and have put it out there when they've had their performances and done what they can for many, many different reasons. But I think bringing it back to Taylor, I think from things I've read, not knowing him, never having interviewed him, but being a fan of the music, he was that guy that really, really left it out there. He was the professional. He was the guy who came into the band and knew he was going to play catch-up and knew he was with some really incredibly talented people. And he stepped up in a big way, but ultimately he had his demons, and very, very sad to hear of his death. So rip to Taylor Hawkins, too young, 50 years old, but hats off to the Grammys for making the most of many of those moments, including the moment in honoring him. All right, speaking of slices of life, and I said this before, what's the thing that that so many of us talk about? And it's weather, right? I'm in the middle of weather now, horrific thunderstorms. There was tornado warnings earlier. That's what I stepped off the plane to. But now you've got gas prices that are trending lower. And that's following the petroleum reserve release, right? So that happened, and so you're starting to see that the price for a gallon of gas is starting to slip back down, and I noticed that in traveling. 14 cents since hitting a high for regular, gallon of regular, since hitting a high of 4.33 on March 11th. You know, you think about this time last year, do you want to know what we were paying? If you were getting regular, let's say you get premium, so it'd be a little bit more, you're paying $2.87. But now we got the release of 1 million barrels a day of crude oil for 6 months. So it's the largest release ever from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Let it flow. I saw signs, let the oil go. I saw this in a couple places in Florida where people had signs, let the oil flow. So the price of crude oil dropped below $100 a barrel on Friday for the first time since February 28th. And we're seeing it go down. So probably wherever you are, when you're filling up, you're noticing the pain is maybe still there, but not quite as much. I was looking at a story on Exxon and their quarterly profits from oil and gas prices, and they said their first quarter results would top a 7-year quarterly record. Operating profits from pumping oil and gas, up to $9.3 billion. So that's just one large U.S. oil company's quarter, which ended March 31st. And that's a big unit. It could jump as much as $2.7 billion over the prior quarter's $6.6 billion. I mean, so how about that? Because Exxon doesn't hedge or, as they say, lock in oil sales. And so the results match changes, generally match changes in energy prices. And Russia's invasion of the Ukraine pushed up oil by 45% last quarter over the final period of 2021. 45% is a very, very big jump. So, of course, we're seeing that the stock is jumping too, just as a quick aside, because it's jumped 36% year to date. And again, these are, what are the results in these, you know, in these quarterly reports? And this is just one company. And it's interesting because, remember, they cut off their Russian operations. So they're phasing out of Russia following that invasion of the Ukraine. And they had about $4 billion in assets at risk, potential seizure, and they face a 1 to 2% hit to production and revenue from that move. So, interesting that that's happening, but then how profits have accelerated. Mm. You had lots of thoughts on a lot of different things, so how do we do that? How do we find that out? How do we pry that out? We go to the mailbag coming up. I feel free.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's stick in the mail, then.
To dig very far, we got this one from Tucker listening to us in Tallahassee. That's perfect. I'm Tucker from Tallahassee. That's cool. That goes together. So he's got to be listening to us on probably 1300 AM, I would assume, maybe 106.5 FM. All the great people down there, same station, going FM or going AM, WTLS. They do a great job. And Tucker says, hello, Miss Kate. I am lucky enough to catch your show, and I was wondering what your thoughts were of your trip to Florida, and did you enjoy the cool weather? Oh, that's so, I could go on and on about it. My trip was really, really good. I got to see a spring training game, the Philadelphia Phillies taking on the Detroit Tigers. I grew up outside of Philly, and of course, as all of you know, I've lived all over the place, so fortunate, love America, have had a chance to experience a little bit of everything in this country. And I haven't been to spring training in a long time, so it was fun to go. You know, you have, it was like a little over 5,000 people, and it was nice weather. It wasn't super, super hot, and you watched a bunch of home runs, watched some players who you never heard of from the farm team were probably trying to get a look and maybe have a chance at making the team some sense, or a future make the team. And it was, and more importantly, it was fun. I got to be with my family, and I got to hang out with them. My nephew, who could care less about sports, was, he took a t-shirt I had, a t-shirt I bought, that he just was, can I have your t-shirt? Yeah, you can have my t-shirt. But I don't want your t-shirt. I just want your t-shirt to block out the sun. So he kept moving the t-shirt all over, and they had these sunscreen stations all over the place. Because, of course, people get fried. They don't, put on enough sunscreen, and they don't realize when they're sitting there, and it's nice, it's cooler, and they get fooled into thinking the clouds, it's a cloudy day. It's not like a cloudy day in other places. So anyway, thank you for asking that. Of course, I loved it. I have spent some time in Tallahassee. In fact, a big chunk of my family, through my sister-in-law, they went to Florida State, and they have very fond memories of what it was like to be in Tallahassee and to go to Florida State. So thanks for that. All right, on to more serious kinds of things that were thrown in the mailbag. This one from Bob, Kate Delaney. I'm listening to you talk about the Ukraine, and it is just, there are no words for what's happening to the people there. And you're right. It should make every damn one of us be happy and proud to be an American and realize that freedom is freedom, no matter how you speak it or what language you speak it in. And these were just regular people doing their thing next to a very bad communist country with a megalomaniac, as you say, who's on a land grab and hearkens for the days of the old Soviet Union. He needs to go. He has had his time, and it would serve Mother Russia better and its people if Putin wasn't in charge. I was reading a quote. Thanks for that. I was reading a quote. I was reading a magazine that had a whole bunch of different stories in about what's happening, like, sort of not sound bites, but sort of what reaction, almost like a magazine Twitter about how people were reacting to Putin and the war, etc. And I read a quote about Madeleine Albright, who recently died. And no matter what your politics are, I mean, she was out there on the front lines, right? And she had to deal with world leaders, and her quote was, when she met Putin, he was so cold, he was reptilian. And I thought, reptilian, that is a way to describe, when you see him, he was reptilian, is what she said. So here's the thing, what do the Russian people know? What is the strategy for the people? They don't live in that country. They live in a country where the information doesn't flow. They don't have freedoms. They've got state-run media. So they don't, what do they know as to what is happening? There have been protests, and lots of those people, supposedly, from the reporting we're getting, have disappeared. Or suddenly, the small groups were dispersed. I think they're getting very little information about what's going on. And then here in the United States, there's some crazy things happening. Like there's a story about this, and two of you, Joseph and John, sent me a story about, did you hear about the Colorado, one of you attached a story to it, a Colorado steel mill that has ties to Russia, and that it's in Pueblo, Colorado, and it's pumping out steel that built rail lines across the western part of the United States. But recently they became a big deal again because they run entirely on solar power. But because of what's going on with the invasion of the Ukraine, they are dealing with the fact that this company is a company that's been accused of supplying steel to build Russian tanks. And the largest stakeholder is a friend of Russian President Vladimir Putin. So here they are, and if you've ever been through some of the tiny towns in Colorado, Pueblo, I've been through there several times. It's a small city, right? And this is a major employer. So the employer, the biggest shareholder is the famous oligarch, Roman Abramovich, who was sanctioned by the United Kingdom, Canada, and the European Union last month. And if he controls the company, they were potentially saying that they were supplying steel to the military, which could have been used in the production of the tanks. And he was Abramovich involved in destabilizing Ukraine through this company. They've got other steel plants in Oregon and Canada besides the Pueblo mill. And, of course, they're denying that they supply Russian military anything, and they're trying to distance itself. The company's distancing itself from Abramovich. But this is that whole perception of reality. The stock fell 90% from the beginning of the year. 90%. Wow. But I think of the people that work there. What do they know? Lots of Americans employed by in this one steel plant and the other two plants as well. Wow. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Sarah, who says, Kate, it's with a heavy heart in Sacramento that I write this email to you because you mentioned the a massive amount of shootings that happened over the weekend and how sad it is to see that and hear that. Police, I guess, have now arrested somebody who's a suspect. People were killed, six of them, and 12 others were wounded. I can tell you that the people of Sacramento are really, really feeling that, because you're right. It's not something that you think happens in Sacramento, and that it's sickening to think that it's happened. And it's happened before. We've had another mass shooting less than a month and a half ago. So I hope this doesn't become the way in my beloved hometown. The they were saying that, you're right, there was one guy who was arrested. And when I say guy, his name is Dondre Martin. And they're saying he was identified as a related suspect. So he was booked on assault and firearm possession and all that kind of stuff. But you had the people that died ranged in age from 21 up to 57 years old. It's a terrible, terrible thing. You can always email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.